That's 720-745-0783.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. Boy, every day it is something new. It never fails. Just when you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Everyone has been talking about the proof now that the Nord Stream 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and the new ones that aren't built yet are going to be destroyed by the United States of America. And I, you know, for those that have listened to the program, I talked about this in November of last year, that it was an American operation. It was not accidental. It just wasn't, it was planned. And now the proof is out. There's an article today, document, that is it is thorough. And it is whatdoesitmean.com, today's article. And the article is that just dealing with this matter of, or presenting the matter of, the destruction of the Nord Stream 1 and 2. You know, before I get into this, I had talked, I think it was on Tuesday, about the earthquake that took place in Turkey, Syria. I think it was on Monday when that took place. I think I discussed this on Tuesday. And how one of the, I forget what this guy, he does a lot of geo, he looks at the stars, the heavens, the planets, the alignment, and he predicted on Friday last week that there was going to be an earthquake either in northwestern China or right in that vicinity where this earthquake in Turkey took place. They're thinking that it's probably 10,000 people or more that have died because of it. And the thing is, that's just the individuals that have died on the day. There are others that are, they're probably dead now, that were buried in the rubble they couldn't reach. They were trying to extract the people that they could hear that were not deep in the rubble. So he stated, and I believe, I know it's right, this was not an accidental earthquake. This was triggered by Empire, by the American Defense Department. I've talked about this. I'm not asking you to believe me. You can think this is nutso, crazy, whatever. It's not. The fact is, there's more documentation to prove that we can control the weather. We can trigger earthquakes. We can trigger, we can move cold fronts down to Texas. We can steer hurricanes. We can put a pentagram in the eye of a hurricane. Because we have that technology, NextRad type of technology. This was an attack. And on that program, I had mentioned that this was a warning by Empire to the nations that are working with Russia. Russia is the main enemy of the New World Order. There are two orders in the world, simply. There's a unipolar world order, which is headed up by, which is controlled by the United States. And there is a multipolar world system that has been put in place, basically set in motion by Vladimir Putin in Russia. If you can see the time that we're in, if you can see the world is at war, the unipolar world nation, America, the leading nation, plus the other European nations, those nations, the Five Eyes nations that are in harmony with the United States to a great degree, not totally, if you can see that these nations have been promised the world if they will go along with America's hegemonic plans. The other world is the world that is fighting the New World Order. The nations that are fighting the New World Order are Brazil, Russia, China, India, South Africa, and there are many more nations that have joined into that alliance. These nations are joining and doing as much as they can to separate themselves from the unipolar control networks. One of the networks is petrodollars. The other network is economic sanctions, which they have been sanctioned. Another way that we have controlled is we overthrow governments. And really, even going back into the 60s and beyond, before, it has been Russia that has given these other nations, yes, Russia was communist at the time. I'll hold my thought. We'll go to that in a second. Podcasts are at 1360khnc.com. We're in a death struggle presently. The nations of the world against the unipolar world system.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hello, Kathy here from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. Here's another maintenance tip for your dishwasher. Always turn the hot water on at the sink before turning on your dishwasher. Every now and then, check under the dishwasher and sink for leaks. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend. The end of our elaborate plans. The end. fast as the air. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
As you see America presently, the Bible says that there would be a time when America would begin her march to world hegemony. That march began really in the early part of 1900s, 1914, when we entered into World War I. But you can go back before that, the Spanish-American War. You can go back before that. Already America was marching to her destiny of being the hegemonic ruler of the world. Then World War I, then you have World War II, that was the next step. Then you had the Vietnam War, another step. And the big step, really, economically, was when we went to the petrodollar. And another big step is when we began to control narcotics internationally. In the Golden Triangle, we began with the drug trade there, and then eventually we had to jump to Afghanistan. Now they're growing whatever they need in South America and elsewhere still. But America's march to world hegemony, you are seeing the big plan now being revealed. And in this march to world hegemony, the unipolar world cannot allow an new world order world. The nations that are joining the BRICS system, these are anti-new world order nations. These nations are going to be penalized. The earthquake in Turkey, it was not an accident. This was triggered. And this was a warning to the nations that want to befriend Russia, the nations that, like Turkey, the nations that won't sanction Russia, nations that won't yield to America's plans to put our man, Zelensky, in power in Ukraine, support Ukraine financially with weapons for war, all these items. If you don't go along with the unipolar system, if you don't go along with America, with empire, you're going to be a target, if not by earthquakes, but by bad weather, whether drought or heavy rains, or else sanctions financially. You will not be allowed to play ball in the world trading system. Like, I'll give you the best example. There are many nations that are not allowed to trade on the Forex. Iraq is in the penalty box. Iraq is not a free country. Iraq is being controlled by the United States. Right there in Baghdad, we have our major, massive control center that is controlling everything that goes on in the Middle East. It is our embassy. That embassy is not an embassy. That embassy is a military industrial control system, and they have every sophisticated eavesdropping satellite watching, you name it. It's just like being Pentagon West, you might say. I guess you could say that. East, not West. And then, I have a friend that called today, and I had talked about, I think it was on Monday or Tuesday, that the nations are going to be punished by America that are in alliance with Russia. The nations that are going, that will want to, I went ahead and just scratched down a few notes here. These Euro nations, all of them, it wouldn't be wise for these Euro nations to end trade using the petrodollar. If they decide to stop using the petrodollar, what happened in Libya, Iraq, all these other nations, will happen to them. Empire is making it clear to the European nations that if you even consider assisting Russia, working with Russia, buying oil, gas from Russia, trading with Russia, something's going to happen. There'll be something that will happen. Something will go boom in the night. If you decide to, when Empire asks, you send tanks, you send howitzers, bullets, bombs, planes, medical supplies, food, clothing, every kind of assistance to Ukraine. If you don't jump, you better be careful, because Empire is not going to take that lightly. We America, we are doing as much as we can. We're doing over. We're over stretching. We're not going the second mile. We're going the third, fourth, and fifth mile. Christ said, if somebody, you know, asks you to go a mile, go two. Well, we're going four, five, six, and eight. So if these nations don't send money, if they to Hefe or to Patron, and who is Hefe, who's Patron, who's the main man? When Zelensky came over to the United States, hey, Vladimir, the main man, you're our main man. You don't assist the main man, or Hefe, or Patron, or whatever you want to call him, then you're going to be unfriended. America's going to unfriend you, is going to sanction you, is going to use a heart program and do something to you. Then, if you won't go along with our plans, then what you are saying, the nations of the world and the Europe, these Euro nations or whatever nations, basically what these nations are saying to the United States is that we are not going to go along with the one world Luciferian power. And America is saying that we request, you know, we're going to do something in the world, and we request your attendance. We request your presence. Whenever we ask you to come to the G8 or the G9 or the G10 or whatever G's or the G20, we expect you to attend. You kings of the earth, when we need you to come to Davos, you better show up. Don't be late. A World Economic Forum, if we have a big meeting to set our plans for the digital world that's coming, you better show up. You better arrive on time. You don't have to come in a limousine. You can take an Uber, but you better show up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the America knew that the European nations were beginning to collectively try to work with themselves to trade, to manufacture, and the European nations weren't buying anything from Empire. They were buying everything from China. So whatever they needed, China was the go-to guy. Wasn't their main man. Zelensky's the main man. He's the one that got all the high fives. He's the one that is the man of the hour. So what happens is the European nations were drifting, I would put it that way. They were beginning to drift quietly by design, choice, as they had a need to drift away from what? As carefully as they could from America's strangling grasp, chokehold, silly, silly European nations. Who do they think they're, who do they think they are trying to drift away from empire's control? And the grasp that we took a great hold on the European nations in World War I. Our strategy, put in Adolf, destroy everything, because once you destroy everything, you destroy their manufacturing, their industry, you destroy their ways of producing power, you destroy their energy sources, you destroy it all. This was really a well thought out plan. Only the children of the devil can think of something this way. So you send Hitler here, you send Hitler there, you take him into France, you take him all over the country, you cause great war in Europe, you destroy everything, you flatten Germany, Western Germany, Eastern Germany, you just destroy all these ancient buildings. But don't touch Ravensburg, Germany, just not on almost to the Swiss border. Don't touch Ravensburg, because we needed the German scientists to manufacture the nuclear things needed researching heavy water things of this nation. Don't touch Ravensburg. Don't touch the home of Klaus Schwab. Don't touch the home of Anthony Fauci, that area where they grew up. Don't touch the pharmaceutical companies. Destroy everything else, but not Ravensburg. Then, Europe is trying to drift away here in the last 3-4 years. Well, America had a strategy. Ukraine would be the tool to attack Russia, and then empire would bring the European nations, take all of their savings, take their energy, destroy Nord Stream 1, Nord Stream 2, interfere with cheap energy for industry, make them dependent on American liquid gas. And also, in Norway, this is the center of where these attacks took place. They are Norway. Well, Norwegians benefited, because now that gas, cheap gas from Russia, is not going to Europe. So now Norway will sell gas, oil, from its fields there in the North Sea to Europe at double the price. So, you know, Norway, they are singing, they are yodeling like you can't believe. Well, I think it's a Swedish. Who is it that yodels? Is it the Swiss? Well, the Norwegians or whatever they do. They're dancing with their little gnomes. So what happens is then World War II, and we become empire. We become great because our industry flourishes while we build everything needed to rebuild Europe. And we become great. The next step in our destiny to be the ruler, empire of the world. And the other nations, they'll be allowed to participate, or else they're going to suffer if they decide not to. We'll be back. The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com, the podcast.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
At Mile High Cruise Planners, traveling is their passion and their area of expertise. See how their experience, travel knowledge, and preferred access to special offers can lead you to a stress-free vacation plan. Mile High Cruise Planners is a top-rated travel agency operating in Johnstown, Colorado. For all your travel needs, call 970-578-9779 or visit milehighcruiseplanners.com.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565. 9565.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Riders on the Storm. Riders on the Storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and hacked we're out alone. Riders on the Storm, there's a killer on the road, his brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday, let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road, yeah.
You are witnessing one of the most incredible things in the history of mankind. You are watching the rise of an empire that has never existed in the history of the world like this. Egypt was very powerful, ruled for hundreds of years. Greece, Rome, France for a while, Spain for a while, England for a while. But they've never been able to achieve the prominence, you might say, or the power of empire. And the reason is because they didn't have the technology. The technology was not yet in the world. It would take technology, according to the Bible, it would take technology to make empire the greatest nation in the history of the nations of the world. And this technology is controlled and owned, has been controlled, has been owned by America. And there's only one source of all of this technology, just one source. I'm going to do a program on this. And that source for why we are so great, why we are so powerful, why we are able to create earthquakes wherever we want, we can trigger and stir the molten lava underneath areas of the world where volcanoes are. We can, using waves, electronic waves, we can stir things up. It is, and I know you want to know why. Who was it? How was it? When did this occur? That we, as a nation, would be the nation that would, just as we desired, we would piece out a little technology here, a little technology there, a little this and that. We give the Russians nuclear, we assisted the Russians in their nuclear arsenals right out of Montana. There was, secret documentation that would go to China. We would give, our technology here and there. Nikola Tesla. Without Nikola Tesla, America would not be what it is. Nikola Tesla was, this man was an open door to the other realm. And because he was an open door, Satan was able to use the fallen angels and bring technology that was forbidden by God to come into this world. Tesla was able to bring it into this world. I've talked about Tesla years ago, and I know people think that I was in la-la land, woo-woo land, out there. Uh-uh. For the Christian people listening to this program, now you that are not Christians, it'll help you too. If you do not have an understanding of the power of the occult, of the power of witchcraft, of the power of the people, the Luciferians like Fauci, like Schwab, like Kissinger, like these men, like the Rockefeller, like the Rothschild families, if you don't have an understanding of the occult world and who these people are, then you won't see things properly. If you don't see what it happens in secret societies, whether it be Freemasonry, there are so many Freemasons that don't even realize they're involved in one of the greatest, powerful, satanic, what would you call it, brotherhoods known to man. Skull and Bones, here they drink out of Geronimo's skull. Why? Because Geronimo was a very powerful witch doctor. What do they call him? Not a witch doctor's out of Africa. He was a medicine man. So powerful that he could make his tribe disappear when the cavalry would come to assassinate them, to kill them, to destroy them. And here, Skull and Bones, they have his skull, and they drink. His skull is a chalice that they drink out of. You document it for yourself. You look. I know that many of you don't have the time. You just don't have the resources, or it's just something that's not in your, something you don't like to do. It's okay. It's what I do. And this is the direction. This is the road that God took me on. Everybody's on a different road, but this is the road I'm on. And if you can see the occult world, then you'll understand what I'm saying about Tesla. This person, without him, empire would not be what it is. The land of the plumed serpent, America, that's what America means, land of the plumed serpent. If America didn't have the technology of Tesla, you would not have the harp. program. You would not have DARPA. You would not have social media. You would not have Facebook, Twitter. You wouldn't have any of this. You would not have your cell phone. You wouldn't have computers in your vehicle. Without Tesla technology, you would have none of it. The world was waiting. Satan was waiting until the right time. The conditions were right. America, we were at the point where we could manufacture. We were militarily strong. And we as a culture, because of the Christian people that came here early in the 1600s, because of the Christian people, there was a blessing on the people of this nation, a blessing on their mind. God blessed the minds of the American people. This is why we talk about creativity, talk about genius, ability to look at things conceptually and create and build, and because God had blessed the mind of the American people. The minds of the American people now are cursed. It's been a backwards now. What was once blessed is now cursed. We'll be back.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
There will be no way to stop America in its destiny. No way. No collective of nations will stop until God allows it, will be able to stop America in the push for a new world globalist Luciferian order. You cannot stop it. And I have been waiting to maybe present this at the proper time, and now with what has happened, with the facts that come out about Nord Stream, Jesus Christ said that nothing that has been done in secret or 200 feet below the water surface can be hidden. It was a Navy team, SEAL team, not a SEAL team, just a Navy team out of Panama City, Florida, who did this with the Norwegian government, because empire must stop Russia. Empire will not stop Russia. Empire eventually will not stop China. America will not stop the world from having an alternate trading network, a digital system. It will be digital, but it will not be as controlling as the controlling digital system of this country that is coming. You're not going to stop it. The Lord Jesus is your only out in the future. Without the Lord Jesus, you are not going to be well. Even with him, you may not be well. But with him, you will have eternal hope. If you receive him, if you are born again, if you ask him to have mercy on you, he will help you. This nation is not going to be stopped. You cannot stop it. I know that we can delay things, mainly through prayer, that these people, these Luciferians, do not get ahead of God's plans. I'll give you an example. You go read in the New Testament, where the Pharisees and Sadducees, the religious world, one day decided they had to stone Christ. But it wasn't his time. But they had already planned to stone him, but he slipped through the crowds and got out of there and was out of their grasp. Eventually, his time came to be crucified. These Luciferians, for you Christian people, if you pray that they cannot get ahead of God's timeline, his schedule, you can stop what they're doing. Just like they're trying to crucify, or they're trying to stone Christ ahead of time and throw him off a cliff, but he escapes out of their grasp. These people know that the only hindrance that they will have are the Christian people that are given and are spiritual, not the phony Christians who believe they are something. They have authority, power, and they're not even in the ball game. They're not in the park. But there will be a group of Christians who are the Bible calls simply overcomer Christians in all the seven churches. This is who the occult world fears. But you're not going to stop America. Now, I have a friend that called this morning. She's from Germany. She said that she had a friend that she was talking to over there. And there are some small earthquakes in Germany and small earthquakes taking place in different parts of Europe. Now, you just have here 4 or 5 days ago, you have an earthquake in Turkey, which I don't doubt the U.S. military defense department had a hand in. And I think they are sending a message to the European nations, Germany, that what we did in Turkey and Syria on the border, we can do to you. So this is why I say that the European nations were hoping to break the stranglehold of empire on their economies, on them as just nations and the people. The people of the Europe, they are fully aware of, they have no doubt who empire is. They know the history of America better than American people know the history of America. They know the what America has done internationally. They study more so than the American people. The American people are lazy in the mind. We are caught as a culture. We are caught in ease, and we are what Revelation chapter 18. We like to spend. We're a nation of ease. We like to buffet. We like to drink coffee. We don't like to study. And the more wealth you have, the less you look at anything. But we like to, we're a nation of dainties. In the scripture, an example would be the children of Israel. There were women that had tender feet. In other words, their feet were so delicate, they always had to wear shoes, something. Well, the people of the world basically know what's going on. They don't have delicate feet, but here in this country, anything that happens, we are uncomfortable with it. We are tender-footed. We have no soulish power, no strength in the emotion, no strength in the will. We have a lazy mind. But there are those in this country that are engaged, not even Christians. They are more engaged than most of the Christians. These are the sheep. These are the good people of the world. These are the people whose God's hand is upon them, more so than many of the Christians of this nation. The hand of God is upon these sheep that do good, that don't even know the Lord. They don't know who He is. They don't necessarily want to hear anything about the Lord Jesus. But eventually, these people, God is going to some way keep them too. Many of the people that never meet Christ will go into the millennial kingdom. They'll go into a future kingdom with the Lord Jesus. And many of the Christians, we will go into eternity with Him if you're born again. But it doesn't mean we're not going to suffer in this lifetime. So could it be that empire is giving a warning to Germany, to any of the European nations that are thinking about maybe wanting to continue to drift away and not drift away from America and empire's hold, but drift to Russia, to look to Russia to help with cheaper energy? Well, they'll make a mistake by doing that, because if they do, there will be sanctions will come, or earthquakes will come, or drought, or heavy rains, or heavy snows, or polar winds, or heat in the summer, unimaginable heat. And not just heat in Europe, but they'll bring in some nice weather patterns to bring in moisture, and it'll be suffocating heat, like you get sometimes in the southern part of this country. In Georgia, Alabama, they get suffocating heat. It's unbearable, like a sauna. Well, you're not going to mess with empire. You're not going to mess with it. We can't do anything to change it. We can't. And the nations of the world, the people of the world, they know how powerful we are. And we think, well, we cannot watch a balloon coming over into our airspace. This is absolute nonsense. James Bamford, the Puzzle Palace, he talks about all the... This is in 1981. This was 81 technology, how we in America, we were watching what was going on internationally in Asia, in South Africa, South America, Russia, the Middle East, And the main target of all of the surveillance of the U.S. government, the main target was the American people. And where was the main system of eavesdropping or gathering information? Buckley Air National Guard Base, Denver, Colorado. Right in the heart of empire. Right in the heart of the land of the plumed serpent. At the top, at the very top, right here in Colorado. The Christian, I'm speaking to you, you who are born again. You better forget about waking up. You better, it's just like coming out of a dead sleep. You don't get to wake up gently. God is not going to let you wake up gently like you wake up kind of, you know, over a 5 or 10, you toss and turn, you twit, you know, you lay on your tummy, you lay on your back, you lay on your side for half an hour before the alarm goes off. You know it's going to go off. This is going to be one of those situations where you're sound asleep in your bed and you hear tubular bells and you know the bed starts to shake and starts to lift off the ground, you know, just like in that movie, The Exorcist, and things start to happen and somebody is talking to you in some deep voice. You're going to wake up just like that, boom, and you're going to sit up and you're going to be wide awake in an instant. And then that's the way it's going to happen, and that's the way it's happening right now. We have individuals that are not Democrat, they're not Republican, but they're controlling the Democrat Party and the Democrat people. And the Democrat people, many of them are getting shots. They're getting things stuffed up their nose, and some Republicans too. These people don't care about how you vote. They don't care if you're Democrat. They don't care about you. Democrats, they don't care about you. If you love Bill and Hillary, that's great. They don't care about you. You are nothing to them. If you're not a Luciferian, if you're not in a secret society, if you're not in Skull and Bones, if you're not a Freemason, you are nothing. You have to serve the devil in this country to come. You're going to either, like, who was it? Not Arlo Guthrie. Who was it that sang the song, Everybody has to worship somebody? The only one, really, Jesus Christ is the only way into eternal life. The only way. There is no other way. But you are watching the greatest experiment on the human mind presently, where mankind has become God, and mankind is going to tell you that we are God and we can give you life eternally. Eternal life. And we're at that right there at the precipice, right at the edge. Well, that's it for today. Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Rick Rodriguez, talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night. And don't listen to tubular bells and don't watch any bad movies tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Talk to you tomorrow.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Did you miss the Medicare annual enrollment deadline? Don't worry. You may have options to make changes to your plan. Are you planning to retire this year? Are you turning 65 in the next year? If you have questions about Medicare, give me a call, 970-515-6882, to chat or schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment. I don't offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.